Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome to a Wednesday. Happy hump day, midday of the week.
I was texting a friend last night about 8 o'clock about something. He goes, it's Tuesday. Why are you texting me? I go, well, we just got home from JV soccer last night. What an ending. Shout out to the Olathe East JV boys. Won on a penalty kick with 10 seconds left.
Geeks.
Beat Olathe North. It was awesome. Yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah, sorry, pretty cool.
Owen. Is that what they call them? Owen? Olathe North? No.
Owen? I don't know. We can.
You're not
we
on can. Tonight. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You're off. Yeah. You can. OE. Yeah, we say OE, you know, but so I would imagine they say ON, I guess, OS, OW.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great win for the guys last
OE
night.
OE had a different meaning back when I was a kid. Old English.
Old English, brother. Yep. You and what was the guy's name who used to do those commercials, or was that for Colt 45? Billy D. Williams. That was Colt 45, not Old English.
Colt 45.
St. Louis, Missouri.
And two zigzags. Mac knows that reference. Yeah. Afro Man, what's up? I don't know if there's ever been like three songs from one artist that everybody knew from about, well, I guess maybe Garth.
Yeah, but Garth would be
like
one.
Everybody knows Friends in Low Places no matter how old you are because it's been like poisoned in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they did that at the Royals games, and by the third
I loved it, and people wanted it gone. And
it lasted, what, a couple years?
Oh, it lasted a long time.
A decade?
It was a long time. Yeah, they got rid of it like, I want to say in 13 or 14, and I remember being at the World Series talking to Trisha Yearwood, Garth's wife, you know, and she told me, she goes, man, Garth is really hurt that they got rid of this song here. And I was like, oh, wow, that's too bad.
Damn.
I loved it, though. I thought it was great, and I would be hurt, too. I mean, you got a song that's playing there at a ballpark, and it goes on social media because the people sitting at home didn't like it. That's one of those things where you look at what social media has to say, and then you actually go to the game where people are, and you realize it's a completely different narrative that's being told. Too many people pay attention to what people on social media say, and what they say is useless because they're not actually at these things. They're sitting there complaining from their couch. You go to a Royals game and they play Friends in Low Places, and everybody's up singing and having a good time and enjoying it. And yet, you know, Weeble Wobble 102 in his mom's basement is sitting down there. This song is terrible. They need to get rid of the song. Sir, you're not at the game. You don't see the enjoyment that people are having at the game singing this song.
Like, how long are they saying Sweet Caroline at Fenway?
Oh,
like,
forever.
Like, they still do it,
yeah,
right? I've never been to Fenway.
Yeah, I mean, they do that every single night, and people are singing
that's
and
fun.
Loving it. That's what I get. Like, when people complain about things, I always ask myself, are you there? Are you part of what's going on? Because I've never been to a baseball game at Kauffman Stadium where the guy next to me or the people next to me are going, oh, this song sucks. It's time to move on. Got to get rid of this song. No, everybody's up singing because it's a singable song, just like Sweet Caroline or whatever song it is that teams use at the ballpark. They do that for a reason. They create that tradition and fun that goes on out there. It's always the people who don't participate that complain. It really is, and everything in life. It's 100%. Always been that way.
Yeah, the curmudgeons of the world. Go back to your hole.
Yeah, I don't like.
Meanwhile, they go to the game. They're like, "Where the whiskey? Yeah. Hey, what are you doing over there, Craig? Yeah, seems like you know the words. I got friends.
I mean, it is. It's exactly what it is. It's 100% what it is.
Weird.
This song is terrible. They need to get rid of this song. Are you at the game? No, I don't go to games because of the song. Oh, okay, fine.
Weird.
Then, you know.
Weird, you know every word. It's not my fault. Well, you don't have to know it.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people complained about that, but yet everybody's singing.
Yeah. Sure seemed to like that song last time we went to the game, Craig.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Craig's. I just think that's the name that popped into my weird brain at this time.
You
of the
always
morning.
Come up with the best weird names for people. You really do. Dave, Dale, Craig. I laugh every time.
I always give credit to Rob Dyrdek for that because during COVID there was nothing else on but what was that? Ridiculousness. And he just every time there was some guy doing something stupid on like a bike or a car, he'd be like, here comes David coming down the street. Like, I don't know why that, like, the guy flips his bike and, like, gets something. Like, what happened? And, like, to me, the funniest part was, like, the commentary from Rob Dyrdek. It's just, like,
that's
funny.
I never heard of that that show.
Oh,
so.
Man. If you ever get out of the garage, you got time to kill. Put it on, like, for, like, 30 minutes, and it's just internet viral.
What's it called?
Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness?
Yeah, it's, like, only thing they put on MTV these days. But, yeah, every time it's, like, some random name and a guy, like, effing up something.
How old did Dusty just sounds. The only thing they're putting on MTV these days. Back in my day, we had Garth Brooks singing, you know.
Oh, we had TRL.
TRL was the best show.
We had Carson Daly.
God, I love that show.
And now Carson Daly's like on The View or whatever. Oh, Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. Yeah. He's moved on.
Yeah, but. Well, he's hanging around.
Yeah, he definitely
but I
is.
I mean, I was that kid that, you know.
I love TRL.
First time I ever had movement south was when they did Spring Break. and they just have random people doing like bikini like walks, and then there'd be like NSYNC playing or like Blink 182 would play or something like that, and they'd be like, "All right, I'm Carson Daly. We're live in spring break. Here's video number 10."
See,
and for, it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Times Square. Yeah, they look it down
great.
The glass. And you'd
loved
be like,
it.
I'd love to go in that crowd. Then your parents are like, "No, you wouldn't." You're
yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, that kind of started when I was in college, right? Mm-hmm. That TRL show, and so it was kind of past my time when I was growing
up there.
That's kind
of your neck of the woods when you were a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, you know, we did New Year's Eve one time.
How far was Times Square from you?
Oh, like, 35 minutes.
Really?
It's not far. Yeah, damn. Yeah. We'll go in April for the Yankee Royals game. I promise you, we'll book flights. We should do that today. Spectre's out, so.
But that's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay, man. Yeah, we should do that today.
Prestige.
Just to pretend like we're here late, yeah. You know. And so I forget what I was going to say. No, so the crowdedness.
Oh,
yeah, Times Square, the TRL. That's the first time, and I really think TRL is the reason why Britney Spears became on the map, because when she was doing that "Oops, I Did It Again" and dancing around and whatnot in her Catholic schoolgirl outfit with one of her first videos, I'm like, wow, Britney Spears is, you know, here and she's ready to roll. I just saw something else the other day that she's kind of, you know, out there in left field at this point in time, but that TRL show was awesome. I love that TRL show too, because you knew what you were supposed to be listening to almost, right? Like
yeah.
It was a connection to the music on the radio and everything. It was a perfect television show for the time.
My
man.
Favorite part about the whole thing was, like, you know how like radios will over, like, how many times in your life did you hear "Fast Car" by Luke Combs? Like, I could never hear this song again, and it'd be too many times. TRL would retire videos.
Yes.
So once you were on for too long, they were like, "We're going to retire this video today. It's been number one for the last like 9 weeks, but it's over."
Yep.
And then you like would see the next group come out with a song, like, "That'll be number one for the next one."
Oh, damn.
And you would sit there and watch and try to guess like where songs would come out in the top 10. It was great.
It was a great TV show. Like, honest to God, was one of the best TV shows that we ever had. Dusty, I'm glad you brought that up this morning. Now I'm all like fired up on TRL and how great
like
a television show that was.
If Netflix could do it, they would go back and just like make like all the seasons of TRL available.
Yeah.
Because like you found out like artist beefs. Like Mark Wahlberg didn't like Eminem. And then like Nelly like dissed Eminem on TRL. It was like, he was like, "I don't like M&M's. I eat M&M's." And then Eminem went to the lab and did this like freestyle, which I'll send you the video. It's insane. And it's just like, stop messing with this guy. It doesn't end well. It's like, you know, coming after Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. You poke the bear.
Right.
But it ain't going to end well.
Yep. But you're right about that. You learn so much about the artist.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
it really
cool.
It was just a tremendously well done, awesome TV show.
And then it was gone.
And then it was gone.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it was over. And you're like, where did this go?
And it was Carson Daly hosting.
Yeah. Carson Daly. Gotcha. Yeah. He was the host.
He was the man. He was Seacrest before Ryan
God,
Seacrest.
Oh, God. He was.
It was Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. I mean, being on the set of TRL.
And before him,
you.
It was Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Who just said, "It'd be kind of funny if I didn't live to be 100.
He's not.
Damn,
he's not. But that was Betty White. She died like a couple of months before she turned 100 years old.
Right?
It may have been. It was really close to when she turned 100. But yeah. Carson Daly was the S man.
I guess it was
then.
Dick Clark.
Damn, yeah. I had no idea. I just see him on The Voice now. That's
It was Carson Daly's world at 2 o'clock on TRL.
It really was. Like, you raced home from school back in the day to watch that stuff in college.
Okay.
Like that was
must
watch
then.
TV. And then you followed it up with an hour long of The Dukes of Hazzard. But
like, you could almost say because of TRL, we had the Video Music Awards. I know they were around beforehand, but like videos weren't popular because we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have phones.
Yep.
We did, but we didn't have it
but
like that.
But that was also the time where MTV was starting to merge away from really showing videos all the time. And so that was like your hour long that you knew you were going to get videos. You knew you were going to get the top 10 music of the day and all that kind of stuff. Like, you knew what you were going to get that day.
Yeah.
And MTV kind of matriculated away from doing all the videos and the music that they had, as we sound like old men sitting here today. But that show, man, God bless America.
And then
that show was so good.
What's that guy's name? Like Chive Owen from Cheers, the mailman?
Cliff Clavin?
Cliff Clavin.
Or Chive Owen. I kind of like that better. Yeah. I don't know who he is, but I, you know, maybe he's a better kicker than Harry Butker is
like
at this
Clive
point.
Clive Owen, but the porn star. No, but then VH1 had their version. It was called Pop-Up Video.
Mm-hmm.
So
which was great.
They play the video and they would just pop up facts about the video. Like, this video
nice.
Was actually shot in the basement of a home in Chicago, not actually in like this part. Like,
Pop-Up
this is actually
Video.
Not,
yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it was great.
Pop-Up Video was great as well. Yeah. There were some really good shows back then, and then they just got rid of all of that
Rock
stuff.
Rock and Roll and, you know, Jeopardy with Jeff Probst before
that was
he
another
was the
good
host
one.
Of Survivor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, the Chiefs.
You spent a lot of time watching MTV, didn't
dude,
you?
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Lions Chiefs, another ratings.
Another ratings.
Another
fans,
one. Sunday Night Football reached new heights, no pun intended, with 27.3 million viewers tuning in to watch the Lions take on the Chiefs. This viewership milestone demonstrates the continued dominance and appeal of the Kansas City Chiefs in primetime. That comes from Football Predicts Tips and Picks, football_predicts. So that is another one. there for the Kansas City Chiefs. I also thought I saw a thing other than that, which was it's like the second highest viewed game ever in the NFL in October.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm not surprised. Like, I mean, it was the two best teams in the league. Like I think maybe Tampa can have an argument for something like that.
Well,
we're
the ninth best team in the league, according ESPN.
ESPN can take a long walk off a short pier.
They went down two spots.
I mean, they went down two spots after beating the Lions in the ESPN power rankings. That's why I look at ESPN and I laugh. Like Ryan Clark is there, you know, like all he does is get into trouble too with stupid stuff and whatnot. And then ESPN has them ranked ninth, screaming about things, and I mean it's a mess.
I know you love the ratings numbers because it's always involves the Chiefs.
Yeah,
week one, 19.7 million views against the Chargers. Week two, astonishing, 33.8 million in the Super Bowl rematch.
That's insane for a midday afternoon game, right?
Yeah. And then week three against the Giants, I believe that was Sunday night football. 25.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, that matchup, 23.9 million. Monday night football against the Jags, 22.3, and then last Sunday night, 27.3.
I would love somebody to come out with a list of how that compares to other teams playing in those primetime spots, like how much better the Chiefs are in that primetime spot than anybody else out there, because they are. I mean, they just are. They are must-see TV. They're must-watch TV, and you had the two best teams in the NFL playing with a Super Bowl matchup at hand, and you watch the Chiefs go out there and smoke everybody, and then the world melted down. It's the refs' fault. The power rankings came in. Like, everybody lost their collective minds because the Chiefs are back. Yeah, and that's fun.
This comes from 41 News. The Chiefs Lions average 23.7 million views across NBC and Peacock based on official Nielsen Big Data Plus panel and digital data from Adobe Analytics. It is the second most viewed, second most watched October audience in the history of NBC Sunday Night Football.
What's the number one? Do they give you that? Because why don't they give you that? Like, they need to give you that information, right? If you say it's the second most watched NFL game on October on NBC, give me the number one game. Yeah. Why leave that information out? You obviously have it.
Right. So, again, you ask, where are the noon games this weekend? And then you wait. But there's a reason why the Chiefs will now have played. Let's see here. Like, where can I go here? Jacksonville was Monday night. Detroit was Sunday night. They play at noon. It's Sunday night against the Washington Commanders, and then it's 3:25 standalone against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Then bye week, and then bring on the Broncos. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So this ain't gonna stop, baby. Like,
there may be more games flexed into primetime too if we continue to see some teams lose that are, you know, in there. We may move some games back to Sunday night football, or who knows. But you know, this team just generates ratings. It generates revenue.
I do love this text because it says makes you wonder how high or low the ratings will be at noon this weekend. I'm gonna guess 19.
I mean, that's a good guess. Yeah, probably a little bit lower. I'm going to go about 17 because it is that noon window. Usually the 3 o'clock window picks up a little bit more. And then, you know, obviously people are home Sunday night. And so things are going on throughout the day nationally. I'm sure people may not tune in. I'm going to go about 17 million. I think if you get 17 million on a noon game on a Sunday, that's a really good number.
Raiders. It's not like it's this titillating matchup. Not only that, plus they put 70-11 games at noon for some reason, NFL.
And then four teams play on Monday night again.
Again, yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we'll dive more into those rankings. Plus, we'll talk about this team and its unit as a whole at the wide receiver position here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. What's the name of this jam, do you know? It's always a good one.
It's something by REO Speedwagon, I think, right?
This is a Spooklight, full classic rock.
Oh, is this a classic rock Halloween song?
Yeah.
Spooky season, baby.
It is. Hell yeah. Getting there, right?
Kind of want to get a mom and a pumpkin and put it on the front porch just to fit in. Only house on the block, no Halloween decorations.
Yours is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Only person.
Dang.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Pretty festive neighborhood.
That is crazy.
Is that your
single solo
guy? Is yours like that?
Hell no. Somebody has a pumpkin out.
I've got webs down the street.
Wow.
I've got purple and green lights, which is kind of cool. Thought about doing that.
Cool.
One light purple, one light green. Got, for some reason, the most popular Halloween decoration, the 9-foot skeleton in yards that scare the absolute piss out of you.
Nine.
Whatever, 20 feet.
Those things are huge.
I like coming down the street. I'm like, good God.
I mean, they're massive.
How do you
buy that? Ward Parkway, these people have them all over their houses out there.
Is that coming pieces like from an IKEA set?
I don't know,
Home Depot's got
do they really?
And
you
got
to put it all together? Like, this thing's like building a building in your front yard. I mean, these things are giant. They're as big as houses and buildings and things like that. I mean, who's putting those together? I mean, it's insane. For an extra $50, will Home Depot do it for you?
You need like a crane to put it together.
Good Lord.
But yeah, So spooky season. Raiders come to town. Fits the narrative. Raider week has officially began. Wednesday, the guys are all going to be back to practice. We'll get some information with the team, where health starts. One thing we do know is that, man, diamond in the rough type of find, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't know where he compares to like a Royals player of the past, but seems like a perfect guy for the locker room. Kind of like that
Todd Frazier that came in this year.
I would say Adam Frazier.
Yeah, Adam Frazier, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adam Frazier type of, what did Q call him? A glue guy.
Glue guy.
Right? You called him that yesterday. Or as Mitch Holtis has called him all season, who joins our show Fridays at 7:20.
The door hinge.
Right?
Yeah.
Doors don't stay shut, open, or closed without that hinge. Right? You could have one, but it's just going to fall forward or backwards. And Juju went to New England for that 1 year, and everybody just said, oh, yeah, you know, washed. Right? 28, 29 years old is how old this kid is, right?
28 years old.
28.
Crazy.
Insane.
You think he's 32, the way he's talked about.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite honestly, depending on where he stays with this team and this franchise, you know, we're talking about maybe one of the more fun, likable Chiefs players of all time because of not only his vibe outside, but the dude's got almost like a five-tool personality, mm-hmm. right? He can be the athlete. He can be the fun team guy. He can be the dude that's going to get his nose bloody and go after Deion Branch to protect his quarterback. He's going to be supportive. He's going to be, you know, flashy at times. He's got all that sort of stuff from a flamboyant personality that's open and wide and family guy and all this sort of stuff. And then super good teammate, fun, hip, awesome, all this sort of stuff. And then sneakily kind of good still good. On the football field, right? Like, you just never know where Juju's going to pop up. Is he going to be in the Super Bowl against the Eagles? It's happened. Is he going to be against the Detroit Lions for, what, like three catches for like 48 yards? It happened. And then, you know, how he, like, kind of pops his team up.
What I got?
You got seven. Caught! Touchdown!
Yeah!
And we're not going to act like he didn't ask me what the play was. I don't know how to you. He's like, what I got? I'm like, well, you got a shallow touchdown. I'm like, oh.
Called his shot for Hollywood Brown. That's not awesome. His shot. Hey, Hollywood, you got the shallow route. Take it. We'll score. Boom, touchdown, Mitch on the call.
Wait, he's going to go down as probably one of the more fun, you know, members of this team that we've seen. And after stepping into the ring and taking one from Mahomes the other night, I think probably people perceive him a lot different now, right? Like, he is a must-have player on this team. And there's not many of those guys that you look at that don't contribute in big ways where you say they're must-have players. This guy's a must-have player. He's more valuable than Frazier was for the Royals. Probably more valuable than even a Banyas was for the Royals when he came in there that time, because Juju Smith-Schuster is doing something both of those guys really didn't do, and that was produce on the field, right? There was some production here or there from those guys, but nothing like Juju Smith-Schuster is bringing to the table. So he's bringing that kind of glue, as Mac talked about, but also bringing the production as well. And you can, you know, bring both of those together. That's one hell of a football player, man. And, you know, things just work differently here in Kansas City. You mentioned the trip to New England for Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't very good. Washed, right? Came back to Kansas City and just fit right back in to the entire system. And sometimes systems and places are just good for people. They want to go away and go somewhere different and do something new and see if they can, you know, make that cash on their own. And then they realize, man, life was really good with the Chiefs. I'm going to go back there and be the door hinge and, you know, take a punch from Mahomes and win Super Bowls. And that's what's really fun about that. I love the way that this guy is playing right now. He's been a real asset to this team.
Juju's numbers so far this year, 19 for 225, averaging 11.8 a game. On a catch and averaging 37.5 yards per game, which is interesting because there's no secret.
Well, do you see his stats from last year? Because his stats this year, you said 225. His stats last year at 231 yards all season.
All season. Yeah, he wasn't very productive last year. But also, too, last year, you have to remember, you know, what that kind of that wide receiver crew looked like. You didn't have Rashee Rice. You had Xavier Worthy as a rookie last year. I think Kadarius Toney was still on the team for a little bit of time.
The offensive line was
line was a disaster. And so, I mean, there was not much of a running game of which to speak, and they went to the Super Bowl, right?
And I think also, like, where I've stated from the beginning when they drafted Josh Simmons and they could kind of build this offensive line, it benefits every. It's a domino effect, mm-hmm. right? It makes Patrick Mahomes better. Who's the leading candidate for MVP this year?
Yeah, Mahomes.
One of the big cases to that is the offensive line, mm-hmm. which also allows him to have these wide receivers. Because last year when you had a dissipated offensive line from the shoot with Wanya Morris and Suamata Ia trying to figure out if they were going to be a left tackle or not, we found out the truth there. Kingsley, very solid left guard.
Really good guard, yeah.
Good lucky miss, mm-hmm. right? Or a good miss, as they say in golf. And, you know, now you have your future at left tackle. We'll find out more information along that. That's on his own time. When it's available, it'll be available. But you've got, obviously, Jalen Moore, who's filled in, quite honestly, perfect.
He's been great, yeah.
He'll do it again this week, yep. we assume, from what we've heard from Nate Taylor, who joins us tomorrow. Nate Taylor.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect Josh Simmons back quick. I mean, I think right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, don't worry about Josh Simmons at this point in time. It really isn't.
When we know, you'll know. Everybody will know.
Yeah, and just worry about Jalen Moore right now. Right. Like, Josh Simmons should not be part of the conversation if you are a Chiefs fan at this point in time.
I also don't need to have a media member every single time, which I know it's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will know the same time we will all know. Asking the question in the media, have you heard anything from Josh? Is there any update? It's still, you know, he's out.
Yeah, but you got to ask it as a member of them. You do. You have to ask the question because they're not going to offer that. You know these teams. They don't offer up anything. They don't even offer how they're doing today. How you doing? Who wants to know?
Who's asking?
It's a simple human question, man. I was just making human conversation. It's okay.
Jimmy Ray.
Are you okay? Is it good? You all right? Who wants to know? It's just a simple question, man. So the question, they won't offer that. Or maybe Andy does start it off, you know, with what's going on.
They will start it off like, hey, look, here's what happened with and then you are merited.
If they start the press conference and Andy said, hey, here's the latest on, you know, Josh Simmons and lays it all out, then you don't have to ask the question. The question then doesn't need to be asked because Andy already gave you that answer, right? And he's not going to give you anything different. So, but if he doesn't address that at the beginning, then yes, you have to ask 100% have to ask that question. That was something Vermeil always did when they would lose games. He would come in on that press conference on Monday and he'd get up there and he'd disarm the entire media. He'd go over everything that he knew everybody was going to be asking about, and then he'd open it for questions. You're like, well, you've already addressed everything that anybody had a question about, and takes that away and controls that message. And that's what Andy needs to do with you know, Josh Simmons. He just needs to get up there today and go, hey, here's the latest on Josh that we can tell you. This is what we know. This is what's going on.
Kind of get on the offense.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just like they did the other night, scoring 30 points. You kind of attack right away, right? Mm-hmm. And you let everybody know this is the situation. This is what's going on. Or you don't. You say, hey, look, I wish I could give you more, but we're going to let Josh deal with his family issue, his personal issue, his, you know, what's going on with his life, and we'll move forward and we'll focus on Jalen Moore playing left guard or left tackle. And that may turn out to be the most important signing that we've seen in Kansas City in many, many years, because if they didn't sign Jalen Moore and just drafted Josh Simmons, right? Now, I know the signing came first, but what if they thought maybe they could get a tackle in the draft and didn't worry about Jalen Moore? Where are we right now at this point in time? You got to give credit to Brett Veach for having this guy on the roster and having Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore was brilliant the other night. He was absolutely brilliant the other night.
Impeccable. How many teams can lose their starting left tackle who's been top five basically on every statistic, any metric you want to use, and then not skip a beat offensively when he misses a game last second, like late notice, misses a game?
Yeah, late notice.
It's not like Jalen Moore was practicing with the starters all week and, oh, I know I'm going to do this. I mean, 24
hours. And he was
focused
on having a baby hours earlier, right? Didn't know and then got the call late that night and whatever the case may be.
Huge
win to have him on the roster right now.
The criticism was loud for paying a six-man lineman that much. The praise should be just as loud.
Exactly, because you have to prepare for injuries. Now, obviously, he wasn't an injury prep guy. He was we're going to start this guy, and then Josh Simmons fell into their lap, and so you had that guy there, but you still went out and you signed that guy. You still went out and made your offensive line better. People would be ripping Brett Veach today for not having a proper backup ready to go if Jalen Moore wasn't on this roster. Yet those same people will not give Brett Veach credit for having that guy
on
the roster.
Also, the contract looks even insanely better because he was signed as a swing tackle.
Yeah.
So you're either paying $30 million for 2 years for a left tackle, or you're paying $30 million if you look at it for a right tackle. Like, well, why would you give a right tackle that much money? Because of what he just did the night before. So you have that insurance policy, right? Like, dealer shows an ace. You want to bet insurance? No. Well, the guy that did, you can call an idiot who you never should bet.
You ever play insurance? I never do it.
But you know what? Brett Veach does. And guess who's the most feared team in football right now?
The Chiefs.
Because of what they have at the most important position at quarterback and the second most important position, they have a break stoppage with somebody who might need some personal timeout.
Right.
And no one saw that coming. And no one saw the dealer having a king underneath that ace. But you know what? Brett Veach played insurance, and it worked out. It just so happens that that's one of those positions where that's a massive move. And when he comes back, and he's your starting left tackle, Josh Simmons, I'm referencing, and all of a sudden, you know, Juwan Taylor starts effing up again. You're like, hey, by the way, right over here for you, buddy. Yep. Thank you very much. Oh, Juwan Taylor's got to fill in at right tackle because Josh Simmons' knee kind of acts up in this game. swing right back over.
It's a great move that I think is not a flashy move, but if this team is, you know, dominated in January and we go back and look at it, be like, how big was Jalen Moore this year?
How big was Jalen Moore? Yeah, he's going to be one of those guys, and it really is just an unbelievable, impeccable signing. And then you could actually say Josh Simmons, for argument's sake, because it was the second guy that was selected. He was the backup to Jalen Moore, technically.
Yeah,
it really was.
Oh,
I mean,
he didn't earn the job until, what, week one of the preseason?
Well,
we're going,
practice,
look at seven. Practice number one.
But still, like, they didn't need to draft. Once they signed Jalen Moore, they didn't need to draft Josh Simmons, yet they still did because they knew he was going to be a mainstay for many, many years. And so now you've got a backup. There's never a problem with having too many good offensive linemen, as we saw how many times over the last 5 years what it was like not to have, you know, strength on the offensive line. Juwan Taylor's interesting to me. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say he doesn't make a mistake that's costly for the rest of the year.
Wow.
He may have a false start or something like that, but I don't think we're going to see Juwan Taylor have a penalty that has an impact on this team going forward. It's been 8 straight quarters since Andy Reid got him in a room, right, and said, enough's enough. Because I do believe that one mistake by Juwan Taylor, he is done. Now, with the Josh Simmons stuff going on, he may get a little bit of a stay
for that.
But I think the message was sent to Juwan Taylor. I don't think we're going to see Juwan Taylor F up anymore.
I would love that.
Bobby Betts over here, man. Jets cover Denver and London. Chargers lose to the Giants. There's one more. New England beats Buffalo. Now Juwan Taylor, you've hit 3 bets in a row. We're feeling confident.
He lined
up offside 2 weeks ago. That was technically
that was on
Thornton.
The wide receiver, man. That's not on Juwan Taylor at all. That's on the guy who doesn't know how to line up properly, right?
I'll call you live in the stadium if first play on offense. Legal procedures 74 offense.
No, I said he may have a false start or something like, but he's not going to have a penalty that crushes drives. He's not going to do something like
you're talking 60 yard touchdown.
There's Juwan Taylor not. I think those days are done because I think they told him those days are done.
You know what days aren't done? People saying the refs benefit.
I'm over it. I mean, this is
UTEP, Texas, El Paso. I met a girl. She called me and never mind. There's a study going on that the Chiefs have been benefiting since, what, 2015?
2015. Yeah. Back before Mahomes. Yeah.
10 years benefiting. By the way, there is a graphic out there that would debunk this entire article, because you know who the number one quarterback who benefits from calls is in the NFL?
I would imagine Josh Allen.
It is Josh Allen. Yeah. You know where Mahomes ranks? 18th.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, they all benefit from a referee's call. Reminder, no quarterback has been bailed out more by penalties this season than Josh Allen. This comes from Scott Casemar on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he's legit. He does a lot of that.
He does a lot deep dive, duck, dodge, and dive.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, though, so I'll take it for what you said. But I know who you're talking about.
Casemar
Casmanic or something.
I know this name.
Yeah.
But, like, Mahomes is 18th, and Josh Allen is number one when it comes to benefiting from the refs. And again, like, what is so confusing to me is that the first 4 weeks of the season, everyone wanted to say the Chiefs were washed, that it was over, the dynasty window was closing, and within 3 games, right? They're 3-1 in their last 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, well, here's Mahomes and the refs getting all the calls. He flopped on that roughing the passer. That wasn't a touch. That was a touchdown. They ruled back. Nobody
called that a flop on the roughing the passer.
Have you not been on the internet the last 24 hours?
No, I really haven't been paying attention because I do it for my mental health. That was like 2 seconds after the play. Aiden Hutchinson came in and pushed.
I saw a tweet that said flop and then a king's crown.
Oh God! You know what's really worse is former NFL players who complain about the referees. You guys played the game, you know, and the one thing that I will say about that is just because you played the game doesn't mean you understand the game. Doesn't mean you know the game. Doesn't mean you have a feel for the game. You were very athletic in your day. I know more about football than most people who played in the NFL outside of the quarterback position, okay? And I think most of us do. I think most of these guys that played football because they were great athletes. They don't really pay much attention to the game when they're done, but they're out there bloviating about the referees. I'll call Carl Banks out, Giants color analyst right now. I guess with legalized gambling, how can you have 0 penalties in a game? Because when you are a good football team like the Chiefs are, you don't make mistakes. And when you are a good football teams don't get penalized. They had a bad game against Jacksonville. That was not a good football team that day. But when the Chiefs are at their best, they are a great football team. They are the best dynasty that we've seen since the New England Patriots, obviously. Sorry, Gary. Byers.
His real name is actually Gary.
It is really Gary. Yeah, perfect. Which
Bob
is a perfect name.
Out of my book. Yeah.
No, it's a perfect Gary. Good teams, great teams. They're good and great for a reason. The margin of error in the NFL is so slim. We've experienced that this year as well. One little mistake makes a difference in a game. The good to great teams don't commit the penalties. They know how to not commit penalties. They play good football. They're better athletes. They're better football players. They're smarter than you. And when you're bigger, better, stronger, faster, smarter than everybody else, it looks like you're getting away with stuff. They're not getting away with anything. And just because no penalties were called in the game doesn't mean the refs are on the take or rooting for the Chiefs or any of this kind of nonsensical stuff. The Chiefs are just more fundamentally sound. They're a smarter football team, and they're a better football team. Now, that Monday night game in Jacksonville, they didn't show any of that. But for the most part, since Andy Reid has taken over, that's where they've been. They're better than, they're faster than everybody else. They're running past you. You know, they're blocking you because they're stronger than you. They're not doing things illegally out there. And that's how you know you've got somebody. When they revert back to the mom joke. Well, your mom wore combat boots. Okay, this is where we are right now. Or no, is their response. This is where we are now with the Chiefs. They're back. They're better than ever. They're kicking everybody's ass now. Everybody knows they're the best team in the NFL, and now we're back to the officials are screwing it for the Chiefs and trying to fix the games and all this kind of nonsense that's floating around out there. Go kick rocks, especially if you played in the NFL and you're out there blaming the refs, because it means you don't have an effing clue on how to watch football, you moron. Get bent.
Damn.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's ridiculous. We're running down a team that is so good, that is so epic at what they've done over the last 10 years. And the only thing people can do to criticize is try to some study out of the University of Texas, El Paso. Those kids weren't good enough to get into Austin, I guess. So they had to go to El Paso and come up with a fake study.
I couldn't get into Mizzou, so I had to go to UCM. Shout out Mules, baby.
I kid, offended. obviously, by that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's
course.
UTEP.
Yeah.
Oh, UTEP released a study. So it's like somebody put something on the internet so everybody believes it's fact when it's somebody's opinion. Oh, you studied stuff. Great. The Chiefs still kicked your ass.
I sent my application to Mizzou. They sent it right back. Didn't even open it. It's a nice try, buddy.
Well, you know, it's delusion, Bob, when last week they had 13 penalties, the other team had four, and you didn't hear a peep about it.
Nobody said anything last week. Nobody said anything last week about the chasm between the Jags and the Chiefs when it came to penalties last week. Not one person was out there going, wow, 13-4, that's odd.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 more penalties. Well, the Chiefs did not play good that night. They deserved every one of those penalties that they had. But there wasn't one peep. Carl Banks complaining about this kind of stuff. Where are those people when the Chiefs had 13 penalties against them?
We are the illegal age of gambling.
We already know the referee for the game on Sunday. He's 2-0 against the Chiefs when calling against for the Raiders. His name's like Chet Stedman or something like that. Chet Holmgren.
Chet Stevens. Holmgren. Chet Stevens, I think his name is. No, Cleet Blakeman,
Cleet
I think
Blakeman.
Is
the
name.
Oh, okay. Cleet.
Yes.
Old Cleety.
Raiders are 2-0, and he's the ref. Both Christmas Day games.
Ah, okay.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do this.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do a Fesco and Dusty poll on a Wednesday because Rashee Rice is back. We'd have fun with it. So on The Fan, 965 on Twitter, Fesco and Dusty's poll of the week on a Wednesday this week. With Rashee Rice coming back, we ask you, what's the best form of rice? Is it just the plain white rice, combination fried rice, cilantro lime rice, or Spanish rice?
Mm.
It's a tough one.
It is.
Coming up next, Jay Binkley will tell us what his favorite
rice is.
Oh,
he's not happy.
Is. Oh, he's upset. That's your tease. Jay Binkley joins us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bobby Bowden, he knows Pete Carroll. He likes
Tech's a 3-4 defense.
He loves you, Tech's journalistic program. It's Wednesday. Jay Binkley joins us. Jay, are you pissed? Have you calmed down a little bit after all these reports coming out?
You know what? I'm kind of tired of it. I'm honestly waiting this week for reports to come out that Mahomes is a robot.
Oh.
That aliens are fueling the Chiefs' success. No, these reports and these ridiculous reports that come out with no factual backing to them when they put them out, people believe this crap. And the Chiefs benefited from officiating from 2015 to 2023. Okay, yeah, the Chiefs had gone 21 years without just one playoff win. They started 2015 1-5, and they led Alex Smith, and they won the 33rd biggest television market to succeed. Not Dallas, not L.A., not anywhere else, but in the middle of the study, guys, the Chiefs were a heavily penalized team. I don't think people realize that. To say the Chiefs benefited from officiating, look at 2018. 2018, the Chiefs had 137 penalties. The second most in the NFL was 125. So the Chiefs had 12 more penalties than anybody, any team in the entire league. Also, they were one of the teams that was penalized for 1,000 yards that year. They led the NFL with 1,152 penalty yards against them. That led the NFL. And then, of course, in the playoffs, you know what happened? Dee Ford was ruled offsides. If the NFL had the Chiefs in their pocket, the Chiefs sort of won that game. You poked so many holes through the stupid survey. It's a waste of time. It's probably a fan of a team, another NFL team that put it out, and probably will be proven that way when it is. But it's just nonsense. I'm serious. I'm waiting for people to say the Chiefs are led by aliens.
Well, you know, that's going to come. AI Mahomes is probably going to be the next thing that people talk about. But the one that got me was former Giant Carl Banks, now their color analyst, out there tweeting that in a day and age where the NFL has embraced gambling, how can you have a game with zero penalties? So are you advocating the referees just to call penalties for the sake of calling penalties because we're gambling and you can't have zero penalties? Like, are we now supposed to tell the referees to call things that aren't happening out there on the field?
It's ridiculous, Bob. And the Chiefs went into the Lions game as the third most penalized team in the NFL. Third. Now, without the penalties, they're still 16 teams in the NFL that have got fewer penalties than the Chiefs. They're 13th in the NFL as far as penalty yards against them. I mean, these are the facts. People want to ignore the facts. Watch other games. The officiating in all NFL games is terrible. I can't tell you every single game the announcer goes, that was a bad call, that was a bad call. But if it happens against the Chiefs where they get a benefit, it's the Chiefs are getting benefited by the officials. But watch how the announcers talk about the game, because if the other team has a penalty, it's human error, right? It's human error is how they do it. But this is getting ridiculous. But the one thing is, all these people say that, you know, they're tired of the Chiefs and all this. You guys just read the numbers. You know, two of the top three viewed games this year are involved the Kansas City Chiefs. Five out of the top 11 are Kansas City Chiefs. Last year, 15 of the top 93 programs in the country were Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know what? They're still watching, and if people are tired of seeing the Kansas City Chiefs in primetime, stop watching the games. You say you're not watching them, but yet they're watching them. The Chiefs have them exactly where they want them. They're dancing in their head like Fred Astaire.
No doubt about it. Binkley, this week the Raiders come to town. Obviously, the young rookie in the backfield, Ashton Jeanty, seems to have found his stride in the passing game. And then they got that Tucker kid. I got to think, outside of that, I don't know the status of Brock Bowers, but how do you see the defensive attack this week with Spagnuolo?
You know what? I think they're going to come after him. I think that Geno hasn't been playing with the confidence that he's had in previous years. 11.5-point spread, but I think the Chiefs come after the Raiders. I think this confidence is building with this offense, and I think throwing Rashee Rice into this. I can't wait to see this. I mean, this is big for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is big for Andy Reid and what he wants to do offensively. I remember, you know, him talking about in minicamp, somebody asked him, what's it like having all your receivers there and healthy? And he said, yeah, because last year he was still implementing parts of the package, you know, 7-8 weeks into the season, because he couldn't do everything right away because you had new faces. But now everybody's there. Even though Hollywood Brown was hurt, he was still there. He knew the terminology, the formations. Rashee Rice, even though he was hurt, he knows everything this offense is doing. And Xavier Worthy was the one they were kind of getting up to speed. Well, he's got that year under his belt, so now you put him out there with Rice. And Andy Reid can do anything he wants now. He doesn't have to hold back with certain things that they were doing, because last year he admits it. You know, they were slow in putting formations in just so everybody could kind of grasp it and get on the same page with what they want to do. But it's much different now, because now they all know this information. So I'm very excited to see these guys on the field at the same time.
Are you thinking this is going to be finally Andy Reid, you know, blowing out the Jets and just going out there and embarrassing people, kind of like they did the other night against Detroit, putting 30 on the board? Do you think that's going to be more of the norm now going forward?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's the first time they scored 95 points in the last three games. They haven't done that since 2021. And as a human being, you have to be tired about being discredited. Andy Reid's got a lot of pride in this game, where he stands historically with this. In this organization, and you know they're hearing it, because we all hear it, but people are starting to discredit how good they are now because the officiating and all this nonsense that's going on. So, yeah, the Chiefs should put their foot on people's throats. You already hear the word bullying. Brian Branch was talking about being bullied. Well, that's what they're doing. If you watch Chiefs games, they're physical till the end. I mean, they are that team now that you watch that, you know, used to be the Ravens. When you think of Ray Lewis and the Ravens, you thought of bully ball in what they do. Well, that was the Lions the last couple of years. Well, that's been the Kansas City Chiefs now. You know, they have a lot of chip on their shoulder, clearly what happened last year. But now all this nonsense and people discrediting things, people saying Kelce is completely done. Kelce had forced missed tackles in this game. He only had five all of last year. He had four just in that Lions game. But these guys got to be tired of being totally discredited. Who wants to be totally discredited at their job all the time? I mean, I don't care where you're working in Kansas City. If you have people criticizing every little thing you do and thinking you get an advantage over other people, it drives people nuts. It's only human nature to want to go prove people wrong. So I hope the Chiefs, this redemption tour, this vengeance tour, turns into an ass-kicking tour.
I like that, Binkley. Finish this one up here for us real quick. This week, Rashee Rice returns. Do you see a heavy amount of targets? Mac thinks if you could bet it, the first play of the game goes to four.
Yeah, I agree. I think Rashee Rice has been sitting around and wanting this day. I mean, you sit around forever. You're a kid waiting for Christmas Day, and you're counting the days down. You have the advent calendar, and you're pulling a piece of chocolate every single day out of the calendar.
You have the booze one, though, now, don't you?
You know what I do in the boob of the day? Like the boobs of the day?
I said booze. The advent calendars with the bottle of booze, Jay.
Oh, I thought you said you flipped the calendars and do boobs of the day, Bob.
No.
Well, he has both.
Yeah.
Jay does, definitely.
Ceramic, Halloween costume a day.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, boobs are great.
That's right, Binkley. Well, hey, man, go have a dip, Copenhagen, and enjoy that morning brisket. You're still hot. They said on the text line you were hot last night on After Hours.
Yeah, I've been a little bit fired up about nonsense, man. Complete and total nonsense. I'm the Chiefs. I would be pissed. If I was the Chiefs, I would cut down interviews nationally by a lot, man, because there's a lot of people talking out of their butt, like Chris Sims and Tony Dungy, you name it, all these people, Mark Schlereth, all these people discrediting the Chiefs. There is a short list of people I do interviews
with. I'm with you. There is a lot of nonsense out there. I do like the people talk. What did Chris Sims say? Is he doing some stupid conversations again?
Well, it's always been, you know, the Ravens are going to come in and hammer the Chiefs.
Right,
and, they were too injured. The Lions are going to hammer the Chiefs. Then afterwards, you back the bus up. And in my folder there, guys, on the show, I have the sound of a bus backing up, because that's what it was, a lot of buses backing up after ridiculous predictions last week with the Chiefs. They cannot wait for the downfall. But all of a sudden, the Chiefs, you tell me who they take over the Chiefs on a neutral site. Nobody.
Everybody wants the Chiefs to be out, but at the end of the day, everybody watches the Chiefs and they want the Chiefs to be involved because they're entertaining, they're fun, they're engaging. It's just, it's a great product that they're putting out there on the field right now. That sounds more like a Mack truck than a bus, though, Jay. I have to be honest with you.
It's a dump truck. That's what they're doing, Bob. They're backing up their takes. They're putting all these things out there, and then they're backing them up. And then the Chiefs have everybody captivated. They'll complain they're on TV all the time, but yet they're watching. The Chiefs have them exactly where they want them.
Sorry. Yeah, that's definitely a truck. That's not a bus.
They're backing the bus up. Binkley, back the dips up, man, and get ready for Sunday, my man.
Let's go, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
It's Jay Binkley. My God, he is.
He is fired up. I mean, it's not even 7 o'clock. This man's running on fumes from after hours. He's ready to roll, man.
That was awesome.
That was good Binkley.
That was awesome. That was prime. That was
that's prime Binkley right there. I'm glad we got took to week seven. Stink, stank, stung, Chris Sims, Carl Banks, you know, the guy who coached down there in Tampa and won a Super
Bowl. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Super Bowl Dungy, who doesn't like Taylor Swift.
Yep.
All of them are back, baby, and glorious. The Chiefs are back, and so are the idiots in the national media.
That's all we needed, 6 weeks. And guess what? Not only do the refs favor the Chiefs, so does Vegas. We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.